The Colour of Magic by Terry Pratchett, read by Nigel Planer. The Colour of Magic, Prologue. In a distant and second-hand set of dimensions, in an astral plane that was never meant to fly, the curling star mists waver and part. See, great Artuin the turtle comes, swimming slowly through the interstellar gulf, hydrogen frost on his ponderous limbs, his huge and ancient shell pocked with meteor craters. Through sea-sized eyes that are crusted with rheum and asteroid dust, he stares fixedly at the destination. In a brain bigger than a city, with geological slowness, he thinks only of the weight. Most of the weight is of course accounted for by Berelia, Tubul, Great Typhon, and Jerikeen, the four giant elephants upon whose broad and star-tanned shoulders the disk of the world rests, garlanded by the long waterfall at its vast circumference and domed by the baby blue vault of heaven. Astropsychology has been as yet unable to establish what they think about. The great turtle was a mere hypothesis until the day the small and secretive kingdom of Kroll, whose rimmost mountains project over the rimfall, built a gantry and a pulley arrangement at the tip of the most precipitous crag and lowered several observers over the edge in a quartz-windowed brass vessel to peer through the mist veils. The early astrozoologists, hauled back from their long dangle by enormous teams of slaves, were able to bring back much information about the shape and nature of Artuin and the elephants, but this did not resolve fundamental questions about the nature and purpose of the universe. For example, what was Artuin's actual sex? This vital question, said the astrozoologists with mounting authority, would not be answered until a larger and more powerful gantry was constructed for a deep space vessel. In the meantime, they could only speculate about the revealed cosmos. There was, for example, the theory that Artuin had come from nowhere and would continue at a uniform crawl, or steady gait, into nowhere for all time. This theory was popular among academics. An alternative, favored by those of a religious persuasion, was that Artuin was crawling from the birthplace to the time of mating, as were all the stars in the sky, which were obviously also carried by giant turtles. When they arrived, they would briefly and passionately mate, for the first and only time, and from that fiery union, new turtles would be born to carry a new pattern of worlds. This was known as the Big Bang hypothesis. Thus it was that a young cosmochelonian of the Steady Gait faction, testing a new telescope with which he hoped to make measurements of the precise albedo of Great Artuin's right eye, was on this eventful evening the first outsider to see the smoke rise hubward from the burning of the oldest city in the world. Later that night, he became so engrossed in his studies, he completely forgot about it. Nevertheless, he was the first. There were others. The Colour of Magic. Fire roared through the bifurcated city of Ankh-Morpork. Where it licked the wizard's quarter, it burned blue and green, and was even laced with strange sparks of the eighth colour, octarine. Where its outriders found their way into the vats and oil stores all along Merchant Street, it progressed in a series of blazing fountains and explosions. In the streets of the perfume blenders, it burned with a sweetness. Where it touched bundles of rare and dry herbs in the storerooms of the drug masters, it made men go mad and talk to God. By now, the whole of downtown Morpork was alight, and the richer and worthier citizens of Ankh, on the far bank, were bravely responding to the situation by feverishly demolishing the bridges. But already